Ken Gross with the Thab Gross Law Firm. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Big Jim. How you doing?
Wonderful. Sitting here with Aaron, and we just think this is a really cool thing you're doing, financial tips during the coronavirus. I know you got a couple webinars. Kind of set the table for everybody what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've always dealt with financial issues before, and COVID-19 is presenting unprecedented issues because everyone is in the same boat. Everything is on hold. Bills keep coming in. People don't know what to do. And the biggest difficulty is you've got to prioritize your decisions in terms of where you're at. You've got to have cash to pay your bills. If you don't, things get bad. And then you have to decide, which bills do I pay first? Right now, there's a moratorium so that if you want to get deferment or an extension on your mortgage, if it's a government-backed loan, you can do that. But you have to make decisions in terms of where is this going to leave you at the end? Yeah, because what you want is what we all are hoping for. This is a pause that all of a sudden we've gotten hit with this pandemic. The government is responding in a way in which it's going to fund the loss we incur. That's what we're hoping for. And eventually we get out of the shelter. We unpause. We resume where we're at. But we've got a lot of anxiety as to whether that outcome is going to happen. Are we going to end up in a long recession? Where are we going to be? So the big question is, for the normal person, that let's say you've been trying to do the right thing. You've been paying down on your house. You're trying to build equity there. You're putting money into retirement. And all of a sudden you get hit with this. And the situation is put in a situation where, okay, do I start pulling out the equity in my house on my equity line to pay my bills? Do I tap my 401k and my IRAs to pay my bills? I do that, and what happens at the end of the pandemic and we resume activity? At the end, all of a sudden, I've lost my retirement, I've lost the equity in my home, and I've hit the reset button on starting over to accumulate the money I need for retirement. That's not what we want to see happen. And that's, to me, the big fear that people are looking at. So the idea of the COVID-19 Financial Survivor Strategy webinar, which is this coming Wednesday and also it repeats on Saturday, is to lay out for people options and alternative ideas as to how to prioritize. I mean, to be candid, you can look at it and say, okay, I've got available credit on my credit cards. Should I use that? But that's real high interest. And then the alternative is, well, maybe I use that, but at the time when we get to the end of the game, instead of paying the credit cards all their interest and everything else, we settle with them. And we let the banks bear the burden of some of the loss rather than putting it on our own backs. So it's tough issues, and it's tough and it's tough times. And what we've always done, because we started this kind of process in the financial crisis, is we've always kind of looked at it and said, we can be tough too, because we have to protect our families and what we have, and we are not going to sit back and cross our fingers and hope that the government does what they say they're going to do. And we also, from experience, know that the banks have their own interest, and it's their own self-interest.
Right.
So that kind of sets the stage.
Yeah, Ken, and these are all like legitimate things that people are having conversations about, because for every reaction or every decision, there's a reaction. I mean, even if you do put a pause on your mortgage, there's consequences for that. People don't realize that. One of the things that I like that you're doing, and as morbid as it is, this is actually a discussion I had with my significant other because he had the coronavirus. We were talking about plans being in place. Like, what if you don't recover, and you're actually doing estate planning?
Yeah, we've got that. That one comes the following week. Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right, and particularly on that. I mean, your significant other, I hope he's doing well, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he's recovering just fine. Okay. Thank the Lord.
Good to hear. Yeah, absolutely. But you're talking about your elder people, too, who are much more vulnerable to the virus. And they have a much greater mortality rate if they contract it. And you have the problem of right now we're on a shelter rule. What about the people that don't have estate plans in place, don't have anything in place, and all of a sudden they get hit with the virus and boom. So that the focus on that seminar is, even if we're in the shelter in place environment, we've set up a system where we can actually get estate plans signed and completed and done in that environment where you go and you have what's called a remote witnessing and notarization process where you can sign the documents in your home, but at the same time we comply with the law and have the witnesses seeing you on web, you know, on the web, on TV, on the web, and also a notary who can then attest to the documents. So yeah, it's like, this is a difficult time, and it kind of requires you to come up with, you know, different procedures to address the issues.
Thavgross.com, T-H-A-V-Gross.com to register. Then call, too, the 888 number. They can do that as well?
Yeah, 888-235-HELP.
Okay, 888-235-HELP. And, yeah, we don't have anything planned out. We had this, the second one you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Kathy and I do not have it done. We don't. For the kids. We just assumed everything would be taken care of. And you're right. This is making you, and I sure, Ken, you guys as a firm, you have to look at the world through a perspective you didn't want to, and we're all dealing with this. And yeah, I'm sure that even as this goes forward, the situations you're going to deal with are going to be ones you never anticipated.
Absolutely, for sure. You know, on the simple note, it's like I always like working at home on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'd get up early and do some work, and then occasionally take a day and work from my house so that I could get work done without the phone calls and everything. But now that I've been working at home steadily for the last, you know, 2.5 weeks, I am so desperate to get out of here and get back to an office environment, which everybody's kind of going through that same thing.
So we're watching the TV show The Office from a nostalgic eye now. Yeah, that's kind of what we've got.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, this is great what you guys are doing. Again, I would encourage everyone to check this out. Thav, T-H-A-V-Gross.com to register, or 888-235-HELP. Ken, let's stay in touch, too. We appreciate you, man.
Sounds good. Take care, you guys. Stay safe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.